This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So earlier in the show, we were talking about this real meltdown shouting match that happened in the Oval Office at the White House earlier today. The guys and I were just casually eating lunch, and I look up at the television, and looks like Donald Trump and Zelensky are getting quite animated, so we turned the sound up. And I have to tell you, it's unlike anything I've ever heard my entire life. I don't doubt that every American president has had difficult conversations with world leaders, maybe even shouted at each other, maybe even MF'd each other, but I'd never seen anything like this play out in front of the press the way it did today. I had Mark Cox on about an hour ago, and he's a very conservative guy, and he thought that the president handled it great and that Zelensky had kind of started it by being disrespectful to him. Colonel Jeff McCausland is with us all the time, and Colonel, it's always a distinct pleasure and honor to have you on. Thanks for doing it again today.
Hey, it's a great honor to be with you guys.
So, Colonel, just the softball, did you see it and what did you think?
Well, I did see it, and I certainly agree with you. That was, without a doubt, the most extraordinary meeting between an American president and a world leader that I've ever witnessed in my entire life, without question. But I got to disagree with the other guests. For the life of me, I didn't see where Mr. Zelensky was being disrespectful so much as he was a world leader whose country's been invaded by a foreign power, has had tens of thousands of people killed in the process, and he was attempting to make the case that the United States should continue to support it in its effort to defend itself, and that it was also in the best interest of the United States to do so. And it seemed to me that Vice President in particular, accusations you weren't being thankful enough were extraordinary and perhaps a little thin-skinned on his part. But the ultimate end of it all, of course, was the president putting out a statement that it was a, quote, meaningful meeting, but he determined that Zelensky was not ready for peace if America's involved. And the president did say he disrespected the United States of America, which sadly I have to say I disagree with. And he can come back when he's ready for peace. So this is the third meeting of the week. First of all, we had President Macron, and then we had the British Prime Minister Starmer, and now Zelensky, in an effort to kind of smooth over this rift that began with Mr. Trump calling Vladimir Putin. It seems to me on hold for the week, that has been unsuccessful.
So I'm not much of a D.C. insider, and I just know what I see on the news and a few friends there. But and we all know that Donald Trump loves the media. He just does. And he loves the camera. In fact, the last thing he said is, I think that this has gone on long enough, but it's going to make great television, before he ordered Zelensky to leave the White House. But typically, Colonel, I think you'd agree, these things are held behind closed doors, and they probably do get heated. And I don't mind that. I mean, these are grown men. They can do what they want to do. But just the way it went down was so jarring for me. And then the statement that the former president of Russia put out, saying, calling Zelensky basically a fat pig, and that he deserved being slapped down the way Trump did in the Oval Office. Just not a good look.
No, absolutely not. I worked in the White House, and I can tell you, for previous presidents, when a foreign guest came, there would be just a quick, visit by the press in the Oval Office for a couple minutes, usually only an exchange of very basic pleasantries until they're, scurried away, and then the meeting begins. And you're quite right. These meetings aren't always convivial. They can be really hard. But those harsh conversations are behind closed doors. And it seems Mr. Trump, I think, kind of relishes having these in public, though I don't know if they're necessarily valuable but for the United States. But you're also quite right. I mean, the Russians are delighted, without a doubt, that everything is going their way in this regard. I saw one Russian journalist say that, Zelensky got the public dressing down that he deserved. And, I've seen Russian journalists over the last couple of weeks say, as things have been going on, and Mr. Trump called Zelensky a dictator and accused him of starting the war, one journalist in Russia actually said, this is like Christmas, New Year's Eve, and Easter Sunday all wrapped into one. Things are going so terribly well for them.
Talking to Colonel Jeff McCausland here. So, Colonel, what are the different ways this could go from here? What are the different timelines now that could play out with our relationship with Ukraine and on a larger scale with Europe?
Well, it's really seen one thing is for sure. At the moment, this particular agreement over the United States getting the rights to mine for rare earth minerals in Ukraine is indefinitely on hold. And that was a centerpiece. Mr. Trump had said, either sign this or you're out. And had made threats to Mr. Zelensky if he didn't sign this particular document. So that's the best on hold. Now, the United States also is conducting negotiations with the Russians already. There was a meeting in Istanbul between U.S. and Russian representatives in the last week. That particular meeting was focused primarily, if not exclusively, on U.S.-Russian relations, how we can improve U.S.-Russian relations, expanding the size of our embassy staffs, what they had been before the war, talking about cooperation diplomatically and perhaps economically, et cetera, and not so much the Ukraine. Whether this will all be, and then move forward to a negotiation between the United States and Russia about the war in Ukraine remains to be seen. And finally, of course, after these meetings, and one reason they were had so quickly was Mr. Trump seems adamant to have a summit very, very quickly. Some have said in the next 2 weeks with Vladimir Putin. So these world leaders from Europe and Mr. Zelensky had wanted an opportunity to speak with him prior to that meeting occurring. And whether or not Mr. Trump then moves forward quickly now for a summit with Putin, I think is the next thing we should watch for.
So one of the things the president said to President Zelensky is, you are gambling with World War III. To what degree do you find that hyperbolic, and to what degree is the president right?
Well, it's certainly a bit hyperbolic in saying that he's doing it. No, the whole world community is doing it in their efforts to resist aggression by the Russian Federation. But I think we've got to put the perpetrator in the right position. The person who's, if you will, messing with World War III is Vladimir Putin. He was the guy who started all this. He is the guy who has continued all this, and this war could end this afternoon if Putin just decided to pull his forces back to Russian territory. No doubt about it, for the last 3 years, relations between the United States and the Russian Federation have deteriorated to a point that I haven't seen since the worst days of the Cold War. Consequently, would there be the possibility now at a higher level that if there was a mistake, a misstatement, some kind of an incident, that it could bring on escalation and bring on conflict? And the answer to that question is yes. But I think to accuse Mr. Zelensky of that is a bit overstated.
So, Colonel, Zelensky is getting a lot of support back home in Ukraine. People are saying, you know, basically, way to go. You stood up to the American president. He's a bully. Thank you. But in the reality of the situation, Trump's not wrong, is he? I mean, Zelensky doesn't have a lot of plays that don't involve the United States.
No, that's very true. There's no doubt about it. There was a very important meeting in Ukraine on the third anniversary. And a lot of NATO leaders and the Prime Minister of Canada as well were there to underscore their support to Ukraine. That being said, whether our European allies and others, Canadians and others, can marshal sufficient effort now to fill the void if the United States were to step away, which it looks to me like that's a very distinct possibility, remains to be seen. And the Ukrainians are having very difficult problems. Mr. Trump or Vance, I think, mentioned during the meeting shortages of manpower, which are very true. That being said, the Russians are not, suffering their own problems. They've suffered over 800,000 casualties, probably as many as 150,000 dead, and the loss of thousands and thousands of pieces of equipment. Right now, they are deploying in the Donbas region of Ukraine T-55 tanks that were made back in the 1960s. So they too are under a lot of strain. And so it's kind of like watching, Rocky Balboa fight in the 15th round to see who's standing at the end of the 15th round as a metaphor for what may occur here in the future.
Colonel, have a great weekend. We always appreciate you joining us.
Take care.
He's great.
He really is.
Yeah. Knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is just so crazy. I mean, I hate to keep harping on this, but the show is sick. Wheeler's at home. He's just out of it. He has a fever and a sore throat and maybe the flu. Andrew's at about 20%. He lost 22 pounds the second time of this round of sickness. Yeah, there you go. And Rach and I don't know. We got something.
Yeah.
So everyone's just kind of dragging.
I feel a malaise.
Yeah.
A malaise. And just a general, like, I just want to lay down.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Well, like I told you this morning, had I stayed home today, which I considered, it would have been the coziest day. Because I'm not sick. I'm not but it's so relative. Like, being at work, doing your job, you're like, I feel sick.
Well, it's just the perfect storm of, like, neither of us are inappropriately sick to where we shouldn't be here. It's just we're not feeling our best. And these are the days where you, like, lean on your teammates to get you through. But everyone's going through the exact same thing. So it's just like we're all hobbling along here doing our best.
All three of us are like, it's okay. I can lean on the others, too. It'll be all right.
It's like, well, don't lean too hard.
Yeah.
You know what? Everyone's going through this. Everyone out there listening knows somebody in their family or at work that had the flu or had RSV or had COVID. It's just like, it's just the gunk is out. Up to the skies and see. 323 DGS on KMOX. Man, my brain is mush. I'm struggling to keep a thought. Amy Youngman says, can Trish Gazelle come in and help you out? Amy. If there's one person I know who's not going to come in and help us out, it's Trish Gazelle.
Not on a Friday.
No. Not when everyone's sick.
Yeah.
I love Trish to death. She's a good team player, but
I don't blame her either. I don't blame anyone for not wanting to walk in here and deal with us today.
No. It's a minefield out there, man. Just all the different sicknesses. Like, I just don't want the flu. So I'm 60. I doubt I've had the real flu, because we always called everything the flu, the throw-up flu, the this flu, the that flu. I doubt I've really had the true flu more than once or twice in my life. Like, where you're out for like 7 days.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had that.
You think that's what you had?
No, because my wife and I have the exact same thing going on, and she tested negative for the flu. So I don't think it's anything like that. And we both COVID tested a couple times, and doesn't seem to be that either.
So they just think it's like a random virus?
Yeah. They definitely think it was a viral thing rather than a bacterial one. So
gotcha.
Just some random.
Poor Andrew. It sounds like you're on the verge of tears.
I am. No,
his voice is so weak.
I know. And it really doesn't even, like, every time I open my mouth and start talking, I'm surprised by what comes out. Because it doesn't feel. I don't feel as weak right now as the voice would suggest.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like I'm, like, shriveled up and just barely about to collapse.
My voice has never sounded better. Just hear those bass tones. I never have those. And I feel like crap. So, I have a story here about Taco Bell selling Crunchwrap sliders, and I just had them last night.
Whoa. Oh, you got them? The steak ones?
Yes.
Were they good?
Terrible.
What? That's so disappointing.
They were awful. Yeah, they had some box. It wasn't like a celebrity box. It was just like this box.
Yeah.
And so I got that, and it was like a Dorito taco, another taco, some churros, and a couple of these guys. And they were just mush. Like, there was no crispy to it. Hmm. There wasn't much filling.
Did it come with the queso dip?
That's what it was.
Okay.
I didn't even open it because I thought it was probably sour cream. So.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to these. Taco Bell has been on a roll lately.
They have.
And it's bad because I'm like I said yesterday, trying to become a healthy queen in 2025. But Taco Bell's just, they're making it a struggle because they're tempting me.
They're dippers?
The milk bar birthday churros that they have. I got those the other night. They were just okay.
Yeah.
I was actually relieved that they weren't really good, so I wouldn't go back and get them over and over again. I'm glad I tried them.
I've not found it to be a dessert place.
I like the Cinnabon, the little Cinnabon.
Oh, those are pretty
balls.
Good, yeah.
Those are delicious.
Is Kurt a supporter or an enabler?
We both support and enable each other in our various food goals. it's like who's going to be the angel today? Who's going to be the devil today?
Yeah. I've heard about some of these orders. I'd say you're both very much enablers.
We like to have fun. What can I say?
I'm not.
Rach and I have a place we've been going to for lunch, you know, and, there's a waiter there. Who the first couple times we had him, I thought he was the greatest waiter I've ever had. Just, he greets you when you walk in the door. I call him Jolly Rancher because he's just so happy and just this and that. And he's constantly at the table. And today I didn't go because I didn't want to see him.
He requires
a lot from you.
We popped over there for some takeout and Rachel was hyping him up the whole way that we were walking over there. She was like, you got to see this new waiter. He is a handful and a half. I cannot wait for you to see this guy. And as we're walking up to the door, she even said, like, now when we walk in the door, he's going to be all over us. Just get ready for it. And I was like, all right, okay. And we opened the door, and he wasn't there.
He wasn't there today. And I hope
silence.
He's not listening, because he is a nice person. It's just, there is a line where it's like, whoa, this is a little much.
There definitely is.
Dave says, quick, someone get a sad tearjerker story for Andrew to read right now. He could win a Marconi Award for his emotional performance.
The Crunchwraps were pretty sad.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 334. Gorgeous Friday out there. David, we hit 70 yet?
75 right now.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Wow. I want to be outside.
Yeah. 80 is the record for this date, 1972. We're not going to hit that. But 75.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll take that.
We must have quite a front coming in to get so relatively cold tomorrow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. This front will pass. It's up in northern Missouri right now. It's going to pass a little later on tonight, but it's going to bring a 30-degree drop in our high temperatures over the weekend. So we're 75 right now. By morning, we're going to be 32 degrees. That gets your attention. Yeah. I mean, it's not real, real cold. It's a dry front. But it gets our attention. Sunny, breeze, will be very windy again. It's windy now, be windy overnight. Still breezy tomorrow, lots of sunshine. 44 for the high. So we're 75 right now, 44 tomorrow. 27 Saturday night. Kind of partly to mostly sunny and chilly on Sunday, 46. Couple of spotty showers late Sunday night. It's not much. Monday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a couple of showers. Still thinking, though, we have a ramp up in rain and possible thunderstorms. Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Severe weather should stay like over the boot heel and point south and east. So I'm not overly concerned about severe weather at this point, but it's getting to be that season.
Dave, are you a believer in when the weather is fluctuating to this degree, like you said, from 75 to 30s in the morning, that can affect, you know, people's allergies, people's health?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it affects almost everything, how you think, how you do anything. Because when you're going to walk out, when you're done with the show today, you're going to walk out, it's going to be in the low 70s, maybe 75 still. And then tomorrow you're going to wake up, it's 32. That has an effect on your body and your mind.
See, that's no why question I don't feel about it today.
That's what it is.
I think so.
It's the changing weather.
I think
so. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we did the spring forecast yesterday. Had 90,000 hits so far.
Wow.
On Facebook. Yeah, wow. I know. Sweet. And that doesn't include KMOX site. Doesn't include, you know, other stuff. But
very nice.
Good times. Congrats.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, that's very cool. Nice. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys hear that Citigroup accidentally transferred $81 trillion to a client because someone working at the bank forgot to delete zeros in the amount field, so it resulted in the transfer. They disclosed the incident as a near miss to regulatory authorities and highlighted ongoing efforts to automate controls and eliminate manual processes.
I almost didn't show up today because of that.
what is your number? How much could the bank mistakenly put in your account that you would just keep quiet?
You know, I would love to be like, oh, I would do any... I'm going to say any amount, but not because I have some sort of moral high ground, but just because I would just be worried that they were going to come for it no matter what. Even if it was $20, I'd be like, they're probably going to want that back.
They're going to find it.
Yeah. What about you, Dave?
A little more adventurous.
Yeah. There is no... $82 trillion is not enough. Like, I probably wouldn't spend it like right away, but if like a year went by and they put $30,000 in my account or whatever... And it hasn't, no one's come looking for it? Okay.
I could see Andrew at the ATM. I would like to take out $82 trillion right now.
And it's all mine. So Elon Musk has agreed to do the Daily Show with Jon Stewart under one condition. And that condition is that the interview is aired in its entirety. So this all happened on X. A user suggested that Musk should take his case to Stewart's Comedy Central audience to explain what Doge is doing. And because John Stewart got so worked up trashing Doge on his show that he smashed a mug and cut his hand. The Daily Show team had said they would be delighted to have him on. So I would love to see this. Yeah. I would love to see an interview in its entirety airing on The Daily Show between John Stewart and Elon Musk. That's just good TV.
Yes.
Don Lemon made him cry. So I'm very curious to see what
John Stewart interview.
Oh, you don't remember that from maybe a year and a half ago?
Made who cry?
Elon Musk. Don Lemon and Elon did like a big interview for Twitter, and Don Lemon made him cry.
What was he crying about? Do you remember?
I don't recall. It was a huge story at the time. I'll find it and send it to you.
Your voice is making me cry.
I'm sorry. I heard it on the recording for the first time while I'm cutting stuff up in here, and it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds crazier than I think it does.
Thank goodness you're locked in the box.
Yeah.
You know what? If I wasn't locked in the box, I wouldn't be here. But locked in the box, I'm like, all right, I know I'm not going to spread to anybody. I'm in a hermetically sealed container.
A California startup called Copper is manufacturing electric stoves that can be plugged into a regular outlet, offering an alternative to gas stoves. Now, I know gas stoves are like a hot button political issue because the left was apparently trying to ban them at one point, and then the right was like, you'll never take my gas stove from me. Look, put politics aside, I just think it's cool that they've created this new thing that can just be plugged into a regular outlet. That just seems like it makes life easier on everyone.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
But natural gas cooking is nothing like electric. That's so much better.
That's true. I do prefer when the blue flames come up.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, Dave mentioned yesterday during his spring forecast that daylight savings is coming. I just wanted to revisit this. It begins on Sunday, March 9th, with clocks moving forward 1 hour at 2 a.m. I did not know this. Daylight savings was established in the United States in 1918 to save energy during World War I. Fun fact.
Yeah, I've heard so many things, Dave. I'm sure you've heard a bunch of them, too. You know, like candles, Ben Franklin, kids working the farm. Yeah.
A fancy new telescope is heading to space. NASA is set to launch the Sphere-X space telescope, which will map the entire celestial sky in 102 infrared colors to explore the origins of the universe and search for signs of water in distant planets and moons.
Ooh, I saw something cool. So the whole universe, evidently, looks like the inside of a brain. Like, you know, all the connections and such. It's just like a big matrix, like a big spider web. And therefore, there are voids where there is nothing. And one of the biggest in the whole universe, it has a name, I forgot the name of it, but it is 300 billion light years across.
Whoa.
So for 300 billion, that doesn't sound right. I think it's 300 million, because 300 billion would be bigger than the universe. So let's say 300 million. But anyway, at our current speeds, we could fly for millions and millions of years in a spacecraft, and you'd never see a light. None. It's just nothing.
Stuff like that is so interesting to think about, but it's also easy for me to be like, whoa, all right, that one goes over my head. I just kind of move on with my day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't spend too much time trying to figure it out, because I just know I'm never going to get there. One more story here, and then if you want, we can do a little fast food news.
Okay.
Southwest Airlines is to allow Expedia to sell its airline tickets. This is a huge change because in the past, it never allowed third parties to sell tickets before. It wanted passengers to book directly through Southwest, and now it's allowing sites like Hotwire, Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, and Cheap Tickets to pick up Southwest tickets as well. Just kind of nice streamlined process for travelers out there.
Is anyone any more uncomfortable with flying because of all the recent mishaps?
You know what? I get why people feel that way. I personally feel safer in an airplane than I do in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we do see these mishaps, just statistically, it's very, very low likelihood that that stuff is going to happen. What about you, Dave Murray? You feel any differently?
No, not really. Though during the whole Boeing thing, I wanted to know what plane I was flying on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would change anything, but I wanted to know.
Yeah, I get that. Dave, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, guys, when we come back at the top of the hour, we'll be talking to Bernie Miklas. You can always send us your questions for him, which I would really welcome, especially today since my buddy Wheeler is out. So if you have any questions, you can send them on the stream on Facebook or on YouTube. 349 DGS and KMOX. I'm going to go home. And I'm going to cozy under my blankets and I'm going to watch the S show that's going to be cable news tonight talking about what happened in the White House Oval Office today. I encourage you guys, if you haven't seen it, you can find it. You can find it anywhere on social media, on Drudge, what have you. But it was really one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. Trump and Zelensky and J.D. Vance going at it, really going at it in the Oval Office of the White House today. Rach, what do you have for us?
Let's do Flashback Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
176 years ago in 1849, the first ship full of gold rushers arrived in San Francisco. You guys think you would have been out there gold rushing at that point in time?
So when my brother lived in Tucson and he was on disability, he would supplement his income by panning for gold. And I always thought that was so cool. Like, just like the aesthetic of it, and it just seemed cozy. And so, yeah, I think I could have. I don't think I'm tough enough. I think I probably wouldn't have lasted a season, but I think I would have been attracted to it.
Did he find any?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Never like hit it rich or anything, well, yeah. But you know, he would find hundreds of dollars at a time sometimes.
Wow.
Very nice. 171 years ago in 1854, 50 people opposed to slavery met at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin, and laid the foundation for what went on to become the Republican Party after their second meeting a month later.
Hmm.
How interesting. I just love history, and especially the history of the United States.
Yeah.
And the way everything shook out like that. 49 years ago in 1976, Captain and Tennille won the Grammy for Best Record with Love Will Keep Us Together.
Hmm. Big love, part of my childhood.
Love will keep us together.
I thought she was hot. I couldn't understand why she was with that mopey ass.
With the captain?
Yeah.
42 years ago in 1983, at the end of its 11th season, the final episode of MASH aired on CBS. It was a special 2.5-hour finale, and it was watched by 106 million people. That was 77% of the TV viewing audience.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
I loved MASH like everyone did, but then one of my friends one time when I was probably 15, 16, he's like, I don't know, the whole thing is just one big setup for Hawkeye to have a funny line. And then once he said that, I was like, oh, I guess you're right.
Well, that's most sitcoms.
I know, but
yeah, it's a sitcom.
I'd never thought in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
I just accepted it.
41 years ago in 1984, Michael Jackson won a record 8 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year for Thriller and Record of the Year for Beat It.
I think they're doing an update. That special they did with the two kids who said that they were abused, I think they're doing an updated documentary on them.
On HBO?
That sounds right.
Yeah, that came out maybe like 6 or 7 years ago at this point. It was very interesting.
You know about Finding Neverland?
Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of anyway. Mm-hmm. 39 years ago in 1986, Pretty in Pink was released, starring Molly Ringwald.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You've never seen it?
No.
It's okay.
It's totally my wheelhouse, but the whole Brat Pack thing, just, you know, I don't know.
I used to really despise it, but as I've gotten older, I don't know why I hate it. I hated like 80s movies growing up, like really bad. But as I've gotten older, I start to appreciate them a little more.
It's so funny how when you watch an 80s movie, and it doesn't have to be a John Hughes movie, just anything from that era, it's so goopy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so much production, and like the opening scene is always like Vermont. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I do too. I do too. Sometimes just watching a movie from the 80s or 90s is exactly what I need.
36 years ago in 1989, Coach, starring Craig T. Nelson, debuted on ABC. It lasted until 1997.
Great.
Now, fun fact, you can watch all the episodes of Coach on, I think, Amazon Prime. They have the entire series. I don't know who's going back and watching
that. She's going to get really into Coach now.
No, I'm not.
She's going to get really into Coach.
I don't want to watch it, but I'm just saying.
Like, she got really into Frasier.
I've noticed it on the television. I don't.
You like it. Same aesthetic.
As Frasier?
I mean, like, same rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing is, I love Frasier because for many reasons, it's not like just the jokes or whatever. I want to live in Seattle with Frasier. Like, I want to be there. I want to go to Cafe Nervosa.
I want to live with Coach.
I want to be coached by Coach, okay? 29 years ago in 1996, Alanis Morissette won 4 awards, including Best Rock Album and Album of the Year for Jagged Little Pill. Take that, what was his name? David Coulier?
Who's fighting stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah, you should.
All right, one more flashback Friday here. 12 years ago in 2013, Pope Benedict XVI broke tradition and resigned from office. He was the first pope to do so in almost 600 years. Now we have Pope Francis, who hopefully, I mean, I'd love to see him turn around this weekend, but everything I'm hearing, it just doesn't sound very good.
You guys know much about all of the conspiracy theory stuff. And Nostradamus and all, and the last pope. Francis is supposed to be the last pope, and then comes the end of the world and all this. Like, only go down that rabbit hole for entertainment purposes, but there's a lot of stuff out there. You sent my letters back and my LP records, and they're all scratched. I can't see the point in another day when nobody listens to a word. Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.